Started. Hi and welcome. Today I'm interviewing Toni Sekola, and she has a master's degree in integrative health, and she's also a certified wellness coach. She spends her free time in her garden growing organic veggies, and she loves to cook and rock climb. Today she's going to share the healing benefits of bone broth. Welcome, Toni.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So some people might not know what bone broth is, and some people may have heard of it, but I'd like to hear what's been your experience with bone broth.
Great. Do you want me to explain what it is, or do you want me to just launch into?
Why don't you tell a little bit about what it is, and then what your experience has been with it?
Okay, great. Bone broth is basically the base of most soups in traditional cooking, traditional and classic. You know, if someone's trained as a classic chef. In classical French cooking, for example, they learn how to do a mirepoix and then stick bones in water with the vegetables, and then it cooks down into a really rich soup or a really rich base for a soup. The bones, either whether they're chicken bones or cow bones or whatever bones they are, have this matrix of amazing healing properties, including collagen, which is really healing to the gut lining. It actually seals it up if you have a leaky gut problem where food from the inside of your intestine is getting out into the outside of into your body, into your bloodstream, and creating an allergic reaction or creating inflammation of some kind. The collagen inside the bone broth actually helps seal that and protect your body from a leaky gut. So basically what you do is you throw everything into a pot, including the bones and the veggies. You can save your scraps, you can save your garlic skins, your onion skins, the ends of the vegetables that you don't cook. You can save all that stuff in the freezer. And then once you get a few freezer bags full, you can add it all to the pot. I actually end up supplementing that. I go buy chicken feet, which is a fantastic source of collagen, and throw that all into a pot and let it sit without heat on it, actually with some apple cider vinegar, so that the apple cider vinegar can prepare the bones to be leached at the maximum amount. And then let it sit for about 30 minutes, and then turn on the heat and let it go for as long as 24 hours, even longer sometimes if you have the time. And then at the end, I throw some herbs and salt in so that it tastes delicious. Strain it out, put it in jars, and stick it in the freezer. And then I just drink a coffee mug full every morning. And it's a really wonderful morning ritual. It's really changed my life. It's been an amazing experience to see the changes in my health ever since starting to drink bone broth every day. So you had asked about how it's affected me.
Yeah.
So it's really an amazing story. I have struggled with acne my entire life. I had acne. I had pubescent acne starting at about 12 years old. I started to see a dermatologist at about 12 years old. And then over the years, it just kind of waxed and waned, but it never went away. It started to get worse in my mid-20s, and to the point where I took Accutane once in high school, and I had had really bad back acne in high school, and the Accutane actually really did a great job of clearing that up, and it never came back, but it never affected my face. Accutane could not fix my face.
Oh, no.
So, I tried it again in college and ended up cutting that round short because my mom had heard on the news that people were, you know, becoming suicidally depressed on Accutane, so she made me get off of it because she was worried about me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it came with some side effects. I had lower back pain that kind of started in high school when I was on Accutane and really never went away until probably maybe 7 years later.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really bad. So anyway, as I got older, the acne got worse, and I tried everything. And I just had sort of resigned myself to having bumps on my face. I spent a ton of money right around my wedding trying to make it look as good as possible for my wedding so that there wouldn't be, you know, zitty pictures
at
my wedding. But, you know, it always just still had that kind of baseline sort of braille on my face, just always there, just always these little, even when they were colorless, there were just bumps all over my face.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, two winters ago, I had just eaten a ton of sweets over the holidays, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to do a cleanse, and I think part of my cleanse is going to be to drink bone broth. And that was just the idea that when you eat sweets, you disrupt your the balance of the gut bacteria. And in my mind, I thought, you know, bone broth will be a great way to balance that back out and heal my gut if there were any problems because of an imbalance in gut flora with all the sugar that I've been eating. And within 2 weeks, I could feel a difference in my face.
Wow.
It was a totally unexpected side effect. I really didn't think, that wasn't my intention when I started drinking the bone broth every day. And it was just the most miraculous thing. In 2 weeks, 20 years of acne was gone.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So there really was the connection between what was going on in your gut and what was erupting on your skin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Was this when you were studying in integrative health? Is that how you learned about bone broth? Because some people do a cleanse, but they don't think, oh, I'll add bone broth with my cleanse.
Right.
I mean, that's a kind of a unique idea to throw that into your cleanse. What gave you that idea?
Yeah, I did learn about it in school. I went to the California Institute of Integral Studies, and I studied the integrative health program there, and my nutrition class was really wonderful. We had an instructor who not only shared a two-hour lecture with us every week, she also gave us supplementary material with renowned nutrition experts from all walks of life. So she had a lecture that was about going vegetarian. We had a lecture that was about the Atkins diet. We had a lecture that was about the traditional diet. And the traditional diet is kind of where this came from. It was the work of Weston A. Price, and the speaker was Sally Fallon. She's a pretty well-known person in the traditional food world. She's a major proponent of raw dairy, of bone broth, of soaking your grains and beans properly, to reduce the anti-nutrients that are naturally occurring in those types of foods, and of fermented fruits and vegetables, and having fermented foods, including fermented dairy, in your diet to promote healthy gut bacteria. And so all of those things, all of those things I just mentioned in the traditional diet are all designed for gut health.
Mm-hmm.
And are all not designed, because they're traditional diets, but they all result in supporting the gut. And when I listened to these talks, that particular one really spoke to me. And I remember thinking, oh, wow, you know, I'm going to try all these things. And I did try a bunch of them, and I did make bone broth, but I didn't think about drinking it every day. I just made it and then stuck it in the freezer. And every time I wanted to make a soup, I'd pull it out, but it wasn't a consistent daily practice.
Uh-huh.
And when it became a consistent daily practice, it really made a difference for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for some people who might be suffering from poor skin or poor digestion, or you can go into some other things, the bone broth on a daily basis might be what they need.
Right. Yeah, and I found that it really did help with my digestion as well. I had a pretty heavy sensitivity to dairy. It wasn't prohibitive. I could have like a hard cheese or an occasional scoop of ice cream or something and not have too much trouble, but it would cause bloating and gas. And ever since I've been doing bone broth, that doesn't happen anymore.
Nice.
And I will say too, I had tried years ago, while I was in my graduate program, I was convinced to start a gluten-free diet, and I thought that would solve all my problems. I thought that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And it really did solve a lot of digestive problems. I used to have like random stabbing pains.
Oh no.
In my intestines, and those have never happened again since I've gone gluten-free. But
yeah.
It really didn't, it reduced the inflammation in my face. I had a lot of redness around with my acne, and mm-hmm. going gluten-free really reduced some of that redness, but it did not solve the problem entirely.
Right.
And so really that bone broth was the final step of all these things that I'd done, all these, you know, sort of topical treatments I'd done, all of the work that I'd done on my diet to improve my diet over the course of my grad program, and learning about food and the value of whole foods and those types of things. And really, you know, each little step had led up to this, you know, okay, this is as good as it's going to get. And that's what I was resigned to. And then the bone broth took it to the next level. And now I feel wonderful in my body and in my skin.
That is so amazing. What a great story. Cool. Now, you did say kind of briefly how to make bone broth. Is there bone broth recipe on your website anywhere?
There is, yes.
Okay.
So my blog is cultivatedwellbeing.com. And I have some featured posts right on the front page, and my bone broth recipe is on that front page.
Great. So people can find the bone broth recipe there and give it a try.
Yeah.
When you do it on a daily basis, do you drink it warm?
I do. I warm it up in a coffee mug.
Okay, great. And so what are some other things that you might do for your skin now?
So I actually just did a product review for my new favorite skincare line. It's called Botanic Organic. And Nancy Newsom is the founder and creator of that company. And she has created this double cleansing method. And it's an oil cleanse you start with. You keep your face dry and you have with a little bit of moisture on your hands, you add the oil and rub that into your face, and it actually removes your makeup beautifully. It's really wonderful for that. And then after you rinse that off, she has she calls them grains. It's like a licorice, and I can't remember what else is in it, but it's literally dry, like little grains. And you put that in the palm of your hand and add a few drops of water and create a paste. And then you put that on top of that, and you kind of scrub that in, and it's a super gentle moisturizing exfoliator. And I use that with her toner and a pomegranate argan oil serum after. And it's really taken my face to another level. Like, it's so moisturized all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really love it. So there's a little plug for Botanic Organic. It's a great company. And I actually do have a coupon on my site until the end of the month, until April 30th. I'm not sure when you're going to air this. But if folks go and sign up to my newsletter, they'll get a 20% off coupon for Berkey Botanic Organic.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I mean, the listeners can't see it, but your skin is really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And I get a lot of people who comment on my skin as well. And what I explain to them is it's not always what you put on it, but actually what you put in your body that reflects on the skin, because the skin is the largest organ, and whatever's going on inside is going to reflect on the skin on the outside. So by doing the bone broth, it makes sense that healing your gut then reflects to the skin. So a lot of people who want better skin really need to look at what are they putting in their body, nourishing it and not overdoing it. I know that getting off gluten does help a lot of people. And then other people are resistant to it because there's the fear of what will I eat if I don't eat gluten. But I am gluten-free myself because of thyroid issues. And I had learned a couple years ago that gluten attacks the thyroid. So there's different reasons that people should get off of gluten. And I, from my own experience, and you can probably share as well, that it's really not that hard. And once you start eating really whole foods, you're not going to be eating that much gluten anyway, because if you're eating a lot of vegetables and some good proteins, you don't need all those other processed foods that contain a lot of gluten.
Right.
And I do want to go back to one other thing, the leaky gut. Some people might not understand what leaky gut is, but what I'll do is suggest that they listen to my last podcast with Dr. Karen Wolf. The whole thing is on leaky gut, and she explains in quite a lot of detail as exactly what leaky gut is, and how to help it, and what are the signs and symptoms of it. So it's really nice to know that bone broth is something that I can add in to my patients who might have some of those leaky gut issues as well.
That's great. Yeah, and I also have a 6-part series on gut health on my blog at Cultivated Wellbeing. It's I started with an explanation of leaky gut, and then kind of compared, but put alongside what leaky gut does with your skin, what leaky gut does with your mood and your brain, and what leaky gut does with your digestion, what leaky gut does with how you react to stress. And I put these things side by side and explained the kind of physiology behind why healing your gut can solve all these problems that you never knew were related. So it's definitely worth checking out as well.
Wow, that sounds like a good blog post. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yes, please do.
So what other changes would you recommend that people make today to start healing their skin from the inside out?
peeling your skin from the inside out. So we've got the bone broth. I would also say, kind of back to the teachings of the traditional diet, I would say add some fermented foods in. Depending on how inflamed your skin is, some studies have found that if you add fermented foods in too soon, it might make it a little bit worse. But if you are in a place where you can add those things in, it really helps to refortify the gut bacteria in a good way and balance out the good with the bad. And, you know, you're always going to have both good and bad bacteria in your gut. But to bring fermented foods into your diet every day, whether it's kombucha, whether it's raw sauerkraut or raw pickles, whether it's a yogurt, but you want to make sure if you're going to eat a yogurt that it's a plain yogurt with no added sugar. So many yogurts out there are just a bunch of sugar, which is the opposite of what you want in this situation.
Yeah.
And if you can tolerate dairy, if you can't tolerate dairy, then definitely stay away from yogurt. But those foods that are alive, those foods that have living bacteria, and then, you know, on top of that, raw vegetables are also alive. You know, you have a lot of enzymes that are in those vegetables that that can help with digestion and help heal the gut and make things easier to digest. So, and then the other piece too, again, with the traditional diet is if you are eating beans and grains, to prepare them properly. Even if it's all gluten-free, even if all your grains are gluten-free, preparing them properly can really help ease digestion. And one of the ways that they talk about preparing grains properly in the traditional diet and the diet that the Weston A. Price Foundation promotes is to soak your beans and grains in room temperature water at room temperature. Don't stick it in the fridge with a few splashes of either apple cider vinegar or lemon juice. Kind of swish it around and cover it and leave it for 6 to 12 hours. You could even leave it overnight and then drain out that water, really get rid of that water because that's where all the phytic acid and those things are in the water. Just rinse that water out, give everything a quick rinse, and then cook it. And you might find that, you know, you don't need Beano when you eat beans. You might find that don't get a stomach ache. Some people get stomach aches every time they eat oatmeal and they don't know why. You might find that if you soak your oats, you don't have that problem. So those types of things, over time, when you take the stress off of your digestion and you allow your gut to heal, that does, like you said, what happens on the inside gets reflected on the outside, and that gets reflected on your skin. So that's really an important thing that people don't realize. You know, I'm definitely someone who's spent thousands of dollars working on the outside when, you know, I only had to spend a few dollars to boil some chicken feet. And I was so, you know, in retrospect, maybe I wish I would have learned this a couple of years earlier before my wedding, but, you know, we learn it when we learn it.
Right, exactly. Well, we'll have to title this Chicken Feet Make Your Skin Better.
There you go.
But I did have a question. So would you soak your, like, quinoa or rice, things, grains like that, would you soak those as well?
I would. Yeah,
okay.
I would.
I just wanted to be...
This is something small, like quinoa doesn't need to be overnight. It could maybe be, you know, 5 hours. You could do it when you soak it when you leave the house for work and then come back and rinse it off and you're good.
Okay. And then when you're talking about beans, you're talking about dry beans that you buy in the bulk section, not a canned bean.
You know, you can do both. You can.
Oh, I didn't know you could do canned beans.
Yeah, you can soak canned beans as well. I actually did that recently with black beans, and I noticed a difference.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I definitely.
Because I know sometimes people with kids are coming home and needing to cook. I try to encourage them to eat well, but also have some conveniences.
Sure.
And canned beans, you know, sometimes you don't plan a day in advance that tomorrow I'm going to eat black beans and then I'm going to soak them today. So I didn't know that you could do it with canned beans as well. So that's great to know.
You can. And you, you know, play with it. Maybe you might find that in a canned bean, the way they prepare them, you don't need to, and it's fine for you. But play with it. Try one way and try it the other way and see if you can feel a difference in your body and in your digestion. And I actually learned, I don't know if you have heard of this book. It's by Joe Robinson. It's called Eating on the Wild Side. And
yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I have. I've actually listened to it. I listen to a lot of my books in the car. So,
great. Okay,
yeah.
That's a good one to listen to. Well, she mentions that canned black beans are richer in antioxidants than dried.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea why. I just read it from the book. I'm not taking credit for that piece of information, but
nice.
You know, sure, it's easier and it's faster to use canned beans, and there are more antioxidants in it. So if you get a BPA-free can, then you're probably better off with canned beans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is there anything else you think that would be good for our listeners to hear?
Not that I can think of right off the top of my head. I hope your listeners go check out my blog. We do occasional giveaways. We do really great product reviews that are often with giveaways. And then we also do all of the nutrition information. I talk about personal growth and the things that I do that are beyond food and fitness, you know, into passions and being in nature and working in my garden and the value of getting your hands dirty and those types of things. So I hope people will check that out for a really well-rounded view on well-being.
Yes, well, definitely check it out. It's the cultivatedwellbeing.com. And thanks, Tony, so much for all your great information today. We really appreciate it. It's been very informative.
Great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.